Mike, the Saints 11-4 and the Bucks 4-11. They have a late afternoon game also. It really doesn't mean much for the Bucks, but the Saints win in Tampa. They're division champs, and they'll have at least one home playoff game. The Bucks, very disappointing this year. They thought they would contend. They only have 4 wins, but they almost knocked off the Panthers last week. Carolina had to score with about 30 seconds left on the clock to get the win.
They did, and they're still playing hard. I mean, they're trying to play spoiler role. Tampa Bay, they've been out of playoff contention for some time now, but they're still competing. The Bucs have lost 5 straight games, but, Coach, they lost 4 of those games by only 1 score. So, again, they're out there and giving a good effort. New Orleans dominated the Falcons in Week 16. They led Atlanta 20-3 to start the fourth.
Very surprising to me. I thought the Falcons would go in and battle the Saints toe-to-toe, but it was an ugly game, especially for the Falcons. Saints defense, they held the Falcons to just 2 of 13 on third down conversions. You're not going to win in any league at 2 and 13 on third down. It's just not going to happen. Drew Brees, of course, he's a Hall of Famer. He gets all the headlines, and rightfully so, but this Saints defense, they deserve some headlines too because they've played a huge role in this 11-2 run that the Saints have been on.
Yeah, the defense and the run game both have stepped up their performance. Saints won the first meeting when these two played 30-10, and they've actually owned the series. New Orleans is now 10-2 the last 12 meetings. They've actually won 6 of the last 8 trips to Tampa. Bucks, though, again, as I mentioned earlier, they haven't been laying down. They're still trying to win games. Saints open as a 7.5-point road favorite in this game. Not sure if I'm going to play the side, but one trend to note, 8 of the last 9 meetings in Tampa all stayed under.